there was this guy I was talking to, and I was doing his gutters, and we got, well, we were just starting, I guess, and he told me about this crazy encounter he had with God. Like 2 years ago, he had a near-death experience, and the guy's just, his whole countenance, you know, he's just, you could tell he's just a nice guy, and he talked about, it's basically a situation where he was allergic to that dye that they put in people for an MRI, I believe it was, and he had to go in for something, and he said it's like two or three people out of a million, you know, that have this, and yeah, so he had this allergic reaction and, like, died on the operating table. And he described seeing all these colors and just feeling this crazy, overwhelming peace. And it was like I could almost start to see it in his head when he talked about it. And he said he talked to a Catholic friend, or a pastor friend, who talked about with Catholicism, you know, there being all these colors and, like, purgatory or something. And I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about Catholic doctrine or anything like that. I really don't know much about it. I know there's other books in their main Bible, plus they have another book. I'm not sure about this, but I think it's another, like, 900-page book that's completely separate than the Bible that they also refer to as God's Word. I don't know much about it. But anyways, he was describing this thing, and whoa, that's crazy. And he talked a bunch, you know, and I kind of shared with him a little bit about how I got saved, and I had kind of a dark near-death experience, you know, as one of my really crazy spiritual experiences, I guess, before I was saved. And it was interesting. I almost felt like when I told him that, like, he didn't, like, It was like I could hear in his heart, you know, like, oh, another one of those guys, you know. And because he said, you know, he was talking about it, and he's like, yeah, I talked to some people who had near-death experiences, and they say this or that, but then he's like, I was asking him, I'm like, but did you have an encounter, like, with God? You know, because he, like, very much believes God's real, but he's not really, like, a part of a church or anything like that at this point. And it was interesting. And I ended up, it was, you know, I was kind of listening for a while, and I ended up basically just saying, like, man, you know, because it sounded like he hadn't had a lot of people he could relate to on that level. I'm like, dude, there's this church in town. It's called the Church in the Pines. You go there on a Monday night, they have a prophetic group, and they just train in, you know, the prophetic word of knowledge, basically being able to know things without people telling them those things, and using that as, you know, that divine insight as a way to love people and to speak into people's lives, encourage people, and build them up. And really short way to phrase it, right? But I encouraged them to go there, you know, and I was like, man, that's really cool. Thanks for sharing your story. But then Elijah and I, my brother-in-law, future brother-in-law, currently my employee, so we were talking. I guess I just kind of started talking a bunch, you know, as we were putting up the gutters about these different things. And, like, the experiences I've had since then, since when I first got saved, since I first had all these crazy spiritual encounters, seeing angels, and then having a near-death experience and all this stuff. Like, the things I've seen God do since then are so much crazier. Like, seeing miracles, seeing people get their hearing, seeing people get their eyesight back, seeing people do all sorts of stuff, man. Like, it's wild. And there's a lot I haven't seen. And there's a lot more I believe I'm going to see as long as I'm here. But man, there's some things I've seen that are just crazy awesome, and God's just like, whoa. And even just on a personal level, you know, as far as, like, you know, just fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, you know, the things I've experienced there are like, whoa, you know, just like, as far as I'm not really even gonna go into that, but just having crazy like angelic experiences, having encounters with angels, having encounters with just the presence of God in a really overwhelming way, you know. And so it's like the whole point of this, right? I was listening to Romans just now, and it talks about how Jesus, you know, because of his whole life lived, and because he knew his purpose, and he was obedient to what he was called to do, fully man, fully God, like we're made friends of God. That was the goal. That was the whole plan the whole time. And in that same way, we're called to go out and to love people and to bring others into that relationship, to help lead others to Christ, man, through the life we live and through our relationships with people. So, like, God, there's that song. It's like, let all my life tell of who you are. Yeah. Like, man, I want every compartment of my life, everything I'm doing, everything I got on my schedule or I don't have my schedule, or, you know, whatever I'm doing in the morning or in the afternoon or at night, I want it all to bring him glory. I don't want any of it to not bring him glory. Like, how do we bring people into that place? How do we love people? Because it's not anything we can do in our own power, right? But it's totally God's power working in and through us. How do we allow the power and love of God to flow through our life in a way where others are led into relationship with God? Talks about him knocking on the door of every man. I stand at the door and knock. And he uses us. He uses his people. We're the knockers, dude. Yeah. I think that's all I got. This is crazy, too. I was going through... I went through Romans this morning. Like, the second half, when I first woke up, and now just again, I went through the first half, and, but I really stopped on Romans 12. I was listening to the audio, and then I went back, and I was reading my Bible, I was eating some bacon, and I was looking at Romans 12, and it's, like, all about love, and I don't know why I never really, like, realized that or thought about that before, but it totally is. Like, the whole thing is about love. Like, it's crazy. Then there was this other thing. I don't want to go there yet. I want to stay on this. In the beginning, it talks about, you know, like, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you know. And, but that's the part a lot of people know. It's that verse. That's the part I always found the most significant about the whole thing. But then it goes on to give, like, all these other things about love. It's like, there's this part where it says, don't be too proud to hang out with ordinary people or to enjoy the company of ordinary people, you know? And I'm like, God, that's so good. And then it talks over and over again about not, like, taking revenge or not paying back evil for evil. So if somebody does something wrong to you, to not even, like, it's crazy the way Jesus responded. When that guy, was it Peter? It might have been Peter. When they come to get Jesus, you know, and they come to arrest him, basically. And the guy cuts one of the
guys that comes to arrest him, I'm pretty sure it was Peter, cut his ear off. And Jesus is like, no. He's like, you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. That's not it. Like, Jesus never, like, his response to things was so crazy that it was just nothing but love. Like, the only time you see him freak out was with the religious people. And he's flipping over these tables because he's like, you guys, you need to know that you're way off. It's what you're doing in here is totally wrong. Your motive's totally wrong. Like, you're doing this for the money. You're doing this for the praise of man. You're doing this for what people think. You're full blown just lying to people and cheating people in here, who are coming and trying to seek the Lord. And he got really intense with the religious thing, with the and you really with non-believers, with the people that were totally in sin living contrary, you don't see that. At least you don't read about it. And not to say there isn't really intense things, but he didn't go and flip the tables of non-believers. Doing everything in love. Let love be your highest goal. Let your love be genuine, the real thing. Let your love be sincere, the real thing. I think that's what it says in my Bible. I'm not sure. If I wasn't driving, I'd look. I just, whenever it says the real thing, I like that. I got the Amplified Bible, so there's a lot of other words in there that help. Some people think that they don't help. But some of those people probably need some help. No, I think we could use a lot of different translations of the Bible and be doing well. It's a lot of it's about our perspective of who God is, and it just, so when we're reading it through the lens of love, through the finished work of the cross, and our desire is to love and shine like Jesus, I think we could read just about any translation and be okay. Some people think that's crazy. I don't think so. I've got to check my deal here. I don't know where I'm going. I got to check my GPS. But God bless you guys. I might put some more stuff on here in a little bit.